Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You're listening to Vectis Radio on FM 104.6 and, of course, online. We've got our first guest in, haven't we?
We have. We have the lovely Bobbin.
Good afternoon, Bobbin.
Good afternoon. How are we?
We're fine, thank you. Can I get you slightly close to that microphone,
of course,
please?
My apologies.
No problem at all. We just need to make sure that the people can hear you.
There we go. We're good.
That'll be fine. So, Bobbin, we know you from two areas of life.
Do you now?
Yeah.
To think what they are.
One is being a musician and one is being a comedian.
I wouldn't call myself a musician, but yeah, the other one's cracked.
And you're a new dad.
I am a new dad, yeah.
And you're thoroughly enjoying it.
He's not sure about that. I thought I knew what tired was. I just thought in my life I'd been tired. That was all a lie.
Yeah. So yeah, you remember what sleep was like? Not really.
No. Well, to be fair, hats off to my missus because she's been amazing through it all. But yeah, he's now sleeping the last 3 weeks. Touch wood, he's been sleeping 10 hours at night, which is good.
So we'll deal with the musician bit to start with, then. You don't think you are, because you were or are in Bobbin and the Bay of
Anchor. I am. I just shout down a microphone. I wouldn't class that as... I've just got three extremely talented musicians that carry me, and I just shout down a mic.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I'm not going to class myself as a musician at all.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they do all the hard work.
But you enjoy it, nevertheless.
It's all right, yeah. We did two gigs back-to-back on Sunday, which nearly killed me.
Mm.
That was one at the Marine and one at Coburg's, which was eventful.
Oh, yeah.
And hot.
Yes, it was a little bit warm.
Hot in Coburg's, yes.
Yeah, it was.
Plus the fact you had to shift all the gear yourself, no doubt.
Well,
you don't
to
have
be
roadies.
Fair, thank you to everyone that helped, because everyone who came to Marine then helped us shift all the gear, which was really nice.
Well, that's nice.
Didn't even have to dismantle the drum kit. They just picked up bits and took it up the road. Right. So yeah, it was amazing.
That always takes forever, doesn't it?
Yes. My drummer is—he's a machine. He gets his gear packed down before anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an absolute machine.
He knows how to do it then, because part of the rigging is the thinking about the D rig.
Yeah, but I think he just doesn't want anyone else to touch his drum kit.
That's fair enough.
Mainly it.
Yeah.
Let him carry on.
That makes sense.
Bobbin and the Baby Makers appearing at a pub near you at some point in the future.
Yeah, and we're gigging all the time. I don't even know when the next gig is. You never know. People will come up to me in the street and go, "Oh, hi, I'll see you on Friday." And I go, "Why?" They go, "You're gigging." "Oh, am I?" "Right, brilliant."
Okay,
I'll just turn up. Yeah, I've never
So what sort of music do you do?
We do a lot of sort of rock, punk covers of songs that wouldn't be in that genre,
okay,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, you pick a song that might be, I don't know, a disco song and turn it into
exactly.
a rock.
So we do like a punk version of Karma Chameleon and Word Up and
nice.
Stuff like that.
That sounds
a bit different. We didn't want it to be the same generic pub band that churns out the same thing over and over again.
Look, there's a place for them, but to be fair, there's a place for something different as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. But we also know you from comparing comedy nights over
yes.
at Key Arts.
Yeah, I do that. I compare festivals as well. Do many a thing. Just shout down the microphone. It's basically my job.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, you are very funny.
Well, thank you very much.
How did you get into the comedy thing?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think my first gig was about 11 years ago. I was working at for a company called PGO, did kids activity holidays, and they were working...
When you were 10?
Yeah. No, well, that's very nice of you to think I was so young, but yeah, cheers for that. No, I was, I don't know, 20-odd. This company had a sort of part of a, it was kind of a posh Pontins, really. It was like a caravan holiday park in Forest of Dean, and they had a venue there where they'd get loads of entertainers in and stuff, and I just said, get up and give it a go, and then didn't do anything for ages, and then just started doing stuff, really, when I got on the island, sort of 8 years ago, was the first time I started to properly... Mm. Do it really. It's been great. I've performed at festivals and I've done gigs all over like the UK and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah,
you clearly enjoy it. I've seen you,
it's
perform.
All right. Yeah, it's quite fun. It's good. I mean, stuff at the Keys amazing. The next one's on the 15th of September. Cheeky plug there.
I
am plugging away. 15th of September, got an amazing lineup. All mainland comedians. It's gone better and better every time. So, we have it in a theatre upstairs, which I think is 130-seater capacity.
Yeah. What I will say about those, we were talking to Paul Arnfield about it a couple of weeks back, out on the air, and he was saying, agreeing with us, that you get a chance to see some up and coming comedians who you might not have heard of.
Mm.
You might have heard of them, I don't know. It just depends how close you are to the scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them you'll like, some of them you may not like quite so much, but you're going to get a good evening, and it's not that expensive.
Absolutely. That's it. I mean, I think a lot of them. Yeah, they might not be names that you know, but we've never had anyone who's just completely died on stage. They're all, you know, gigging, constantly comedians. There's no one who's sort of gone up there without having a clue what they're doing. They're all established guys, and they've completely smashed it every time they've been on it, which is good.
I've loved all the evenings we've been to for that. It's always been great. We've got to take a break for a couple of minutes. We'll come back with a bit of music and a bit more about comedy and what Bobbin does and where you get your inspiration from. And not without wishing
to think about that question.
Without giving away any trade secrets. You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 for a Tuesday afternoon. Nearly lost track of what day it was, as usual. With me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
And we've still got our guest here, don't we, Maggie?
Bobbin.
Hello.
Hello, Bobbin. Now, you are a well-known Ireland comedian.
Oh, am I?
Yes,
good
you
times.
Are. You are. If you're in, anybody's interested in the Ireland comedy circuit, you're on it, aren't you, basically?
Well, I am it, pretty
you're
much.
It. Yeah,
there's not really anyone else.
No, but you host, as we were saying, at Key Arts, they have the comedy nights, and which are incredibly good value.
I think, yeah, it is. I mean, it's, I think, £10 for a ticket, and then it's £20 with some food. But we always have, I normally try and get sort of four or five mainland comedians.
Yeah.
And it's a good sort of two and a half hour show.
It was a good
with
3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 hours with breaks.
Yeah, well, I think the last one was 3 hours, because he said, we're having a second interval. We're going, really?
Yeah, I normally try and do a couple of intervals, just to get people, you know, a bit more drunk and enjoying it. That's the plan, really.
Yeah,
get down to the bar.
You enjoy the challenge of them being a bit drunk and...
I do and I don't. See, last time there was loads of people heckling, and I thought, oh, who was that? And then I looked down, it was all my friends. Brilliant. Cheers.
So you got into it by being an entertainer at some point.
I just sort of jumped up and did it again. I used to be really shy. When I was a kid, I couldn't sort of speak to anyone. I never would have done anything like this or even spoke in front of a group of more than two people.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked with like children for years, and then it was like, right, you've now got to talk to 100 children who are all screaming, get them to be quiet. It's like, okay. So that was it, really. Just from there, just sort of gained confidence and thought, I don't really care. But now I'll get on stages at sort of festivals in front of, I think it was about 10,000-15,000 people at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, just shut your eyes and go for it, I guess.
So where did the name Bobbin come from?
I can't believe you've asked me that question. It's not even a really good story, and it's a really bad story for radio, because it's all down to an ID. So I did a job. I was working somewhere years ago, and I was about 18, and we were showing pictures of on old ID cards. I can't stress enough, this is the worst and most boring story you'll ever hear. And some girl that I work with, looking at this picture, I was 16, but I do look about 8, because I couldn't grow a beard until I was about 24, so I had a real baby face. And this girl just said, oh, you look like a teeny bopper, let's call you Bobbin. And I went, that is ridiculous. And then it completely stuck. And yeah, it's better than my real name. So yeah,
there we are.
Fair enough.
And the material you come up with, and I'm not asking you for any trade secrets, but what gives you your inspiration? Is it watching what happens around the place? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I try not to do kind of jokes as such or one-liners. I just kind of if something happens in life, and I'll say it to someone and they find it funny, I think, well, I'll do that on stage. And then I'd say 99% of the time, they're all true stories.
Yeah.
Because I just think if people laugh at them, then I'll do them on stage and. You can kind of gauge it through talking to mates in pubs, really. That's how I kind of work out if it's going to work or not.
Well, there are some comedians who specialise in the one-liners, and that's their thing.
Yeah, of course.
And they do it very well.
Yeah, there's people like Milton Jones and Tim Vine, and they just churn them out hour after. And I think, how do you remember all of them? It's unbelievable.
Not a clue.
Milton Jones, I'm not entirely sure if he's in the same world as the rest of us. But
I know, he's definitely not from this planet, but he's brilliant. They're phenomenal. Like anyone who does one-liners, they're fantastic. I just think... how you come up with them and how you remember them always beyond me.
Yeah, it is remarkable.
You have to churn out hundreds of jokes in like a couple of hours. It's mad.
But one of the things that endears you to the public at the Medina and other places, not Medina, Key Arts and other places, is that you've got a lot of local references because you're a local lad. So
The Isle of Wight is the... Oh, I don't think I would have ever done any comedy if I'd lived anywhere else, because the island is phenomenal. People don't realise how bizarre the island is.
Mm.
For comedy, you can get so much out of it. Most of my stuff, I'll do at least sort of half an hour on just the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, and the locals love it, because we do like the
I think they, yeah, they know they're a bit odd, and they, I'm not saying they're all odd, I'll take that back, but you know
some
what I mean.
Yeah.
Little bit, you know, different than the mainland, shall we say, and they do, they accept it, and they love having the Mickey taken out of them, which is it works well for me, so that's all right then. If they didn't, I'd probably have people with pitchforks and flaming sticks outside my house. But
you probably would.
I haven't yet, so there we go. Good job.
No, mostly you get heckling that's in good humour, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And it's just, you know, I've had some good heckles. I can't repeat any of them on radio daytime. But
I would stress that a lot of your act is for adults.
100%. Yeah, definitely.
So I wouldn't hire you for a children's party. I'd certainly hire you for
I have done, like, family-friendly sort of festivals. I used to be part of a group called, well, I think I still am, I don't know, Cowspeak, sort of a spoken word poetry comedy group, and we got booked to do V-Dub Festival a couple of years ago, and I was constantly getting messages from a lady running it going, please don't swear, please. I said, it's fine, but I had to restrict my set quite severely from, I could do an easy hour to sort of 20 minutes, really, because I prefer to sort of speak in front of adults because
that's your thing. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. As long as people understand, that's what they're going to
and
get.
And even the wonderful Maggie here, little message yesterday. Please don't swear here on the radio. I do understand. It's fine. Don't worry.
We are now. If we were just internet radio, we would be slightly less concerned. But we are regulated.
Is that because no one listens to internet radio?
No, because it's not regulated.
I was joking.
I know, okay. Because it's not regulated by Ofcom, whereas we are now.
Oh.
We have to tell rules. If somebody swore, I would get an email from Ofcom telling me to please explain, and could we send the last 6 hours of audio to them, and then I'd have to go through our policies and what we do about
swearing. That's just too much work.
It is. Just for someone to make that a
one-word.
Don't
get Sean Ryder on. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't think we will. But the next Key Arts one is
15th of September. 15th of September. On a Saturday. I think the last one's on a Friday. It doesn't really matter, but yeah, we still have people come. So yeah, it's on a Saturday. There are tickets left. We've got a really good lineup, so I always try and get someone a little bit local. So I've got the wonderful Tim Callahan-Martin, a.k.a. King Stammers. He's a brilliant, award-winning sort of poet, does a lot of haikus. Haiku master, actually. You can shout haiku at him and he'll just smash them out.
Seen a comedian do haiku before?
He is more of a poet than a comedian, but he does do comedy poetry, so he's sort of in the middle of the
fantastic.
Two. So I'm going to get him to start off. Then we've got Aaron Simmons is going to headline, and we've got some guys who go under the name of The Monks. They're going to be performing, which is something you definitely need to see, because it's a double act, which I've not had before. But yeah, there are a few other people coming, but I can't stress enough how you need to be there, because I would say this is probably the best lineup we've had, and we've had some phenomenal lineups.
We haven't
had a bad one yet in nearly 2 years of doing it, but this is probably the best one we're going to have.
Well, I don't know. Have we got tickets for that yet?
I don't know.
You should.
Well, we probably have.
Probably.
Yeah. So it's £10, and then it's £20 with food as well. I think the actual show's going to start from 8 o'clock, and I think they start doing the food from around 6ish. So you've got a couple of hours to chill out and enjoy the key.
We did see a group of comedians who were autistic. Did you see those?
I didn't see that. I was working away. I did get Paul Armfield did ask me to go, but I wasn't around.
They were amazing.
I wanted to go, but I can't remember where I was working. I wasn't on the island that night.
I mean, some of their comedy I didn't get at all, but that's just them. You don't get everybody, do you? But most of it was brilliant.
Yeah, most of it was very, very good. I did interview them on the radio, and that was interesting. They can really talk, those guys.
I bet they can.
But a different angle from the question you've asked. Okay, you're going over there with that. Oh, fair enough. Great fun. So if people wanted to hire you, though, can they do that?
Of course they can.
How do they do that?
Message me on... I've got a Facebook page, Bob and Dixon Comedian. Just give me a message. I'll compare any event. Just like selling myself now. I love this.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I didn't even know what I was here for, to be honest. I just thought it's a Sunday day. I'm going to come to Newport, see what's going on, get stuck in traffic for 2 hours getting in from Cowes. Joys of the island.
Yeah.
You can mess me on Facebook. Could do any event, really. So, yeah, my main job is comparing stages at festivals, introducing acts, and, you know, comparing
keeping
stages.
Keeping the crowd entertained between things happening. Yeah, excellent stuff. So it's Bobby Dixon Comedian on Facebook. He's always willing to do a show. He'll even do one for kids if you ask him really nicely.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
It's not your scene, though, is it?
No, we'll give it a go. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's worth a try.
I booked for a wedding on the 10th of August, which I'm excited about, because I've met the couple and stuff, and they seem ace. So I'm doing stand-up at someone's wedding, which is going to be
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it makes a difference. It makes the shows that most weddings are pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah.
This is going to have a comedian. Excellent. Bobby Dixon Comedian on Facebook. He'll quite you a good price. I'm absolutely certain for hosting your event or doing your comedy turn. And what was the date again?
15th of September at the Key Arts.
You'll see him and a load of other great comedians, and it's great value for money. And you do the warm-up, really, don't you?
So MCs normally, we use the same structure as, well, it's pretty much the structure of comedy, where you'll have an MC who'll come on and do kind of 10, 15 minutes just to warm the crowd up, and then they'll get the first act on, and then they'll come in, you know, in between and introduce the other acts. And then normally after the breaks, they'll come on and do another sort of 5 or 10 minutes just to get everyone going again.
Excellent.
But yeah, so essentially, MCs normally technically do longer than the main act because they're on sort of 20 minutes each time in between each person. So
yeah, but you do it in bits, and
yeah,
it's still just you with a microphone facing a crowd. Good luck to you, but you're all very good, and we do enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
So thank you for coming in.
That is an absolute pleasure.
And we'll put this up on Facebook later on for you to listen to again, should you wish.
He's not just an excellent comedian, he's a very nice
young man.
A lovely young man, and a doting father.
I'm not sweating because it's hot in here, I'm sweating because I'm just rushing.
Let's be truth, it's really hot in here.
It is a little bit hot, and I did say to you earlier on that I know that it will rain once soon, and everyone will go, oh, this summer's been rubbish.
Yeah,
absolutely awful.
That's not quite what you said.
I just think at the moment everything's made of hay. The grass is turning hay. People are turning to hay. It's so hot at the minute.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I look at the trees. They're going, we've got deep roots. Look at us. We're still all nice and green.
And a lot of them are still brown though. Just going, help me. Dogs having a little wee in a tree. They're going, oh my god, thank you.
Bit more, please. Yes.
Vectis Radio FM 104.6, the island's local station. Thank you.